Now, one of the things that is being done, we talked about the combination of two immune checkpoints, Ipi plus Nivo. The other way to increase the efficacy, and this is quite exciting, at least to me, is to combine a PD-1 inhibitor plus a PARP
I knew you were going to say
inhibitor.
that. I was just waiting for that.
So maybe you set me up for success. So there were a few abstracts presented, again, uncontrolled studies, so there's no control group, looking at the combination of, for example, one was looking at pembrolizumab plus olaparib. That was presented by Evan Yu. And the key point with that abstract was, even though those patients in that trial did not have any of the homologous repair mutations, it was about 40 or 41 patients, all of them were wild type for those DNA repair genes, they still saw about a 10-15% PSA 50% response rate and about a 20% objective response rate unconfirmed, although if you look at the confirmed estimate, it dropped down to about 7 or 8%. So there is a significant minority of patients that can respond to the combination of a PD-1 inhibitor plus a PARP inhibitor, perhaps even in the absence of a homologous repair mutation. And you know, we kind of knew about this already. There was a previous study that was presented at last year's ASCO by the NIH investigators, and this was also olaparib plus durvalumab. Of course, durvalumab is a PD-L1 inhibitor, not a PD-1 inhibitor. But in that study, which was also 20-odd patients, they saw a significant number of objective responses, again, which could occur even in the absence of a homologous repair mutation. So perhaps in men that don't have any DNA repair mutation, you might be able to salvage some of them or sensitize some of them by using a combination of a PARP inhibitor plus a PD-1 inhibitor. And in fact, there is a phase three study that is about to launch, which will be looking at the combination of pembro plus olaparib in men with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer who have received one AR therapy and one taxane therapy. So that's going to be an exciting study, but it hasn't even launched yet.